AM 1300, WRCR, Spring Valley.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Jewish Datelines.
Good evening. You're listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Lifish, Hasidic, Mon, or Secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom, and this show is for you. Well, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of couples dating in two shows. We have a show in Rockland County on 1300 WRCR AM, and in fact, if you're hearing us in Rockland County tonight, you're hearing us on 1300 WRCR AM. If you're hearing us in the city, you're hearing us at 620 AM. And if you want to hear us online, it's www.wrcr.com. And if you want to hear us another way is Talk Line Communications. So this way is another way for hearing us. And by the way, for my Hasidic community or other people who want to hear us on a phone line, we have a dedicated phone line for you, which will be up in about 5-10 minutes. It's 646-519-5860, PIN number 9211. Again, that's 646-519-5860, PIN number 9211. You've asked for the phone lines, and now you have it. So let me give you the most important phone number you're going to need for anything, which is 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. And this is a phone number if you want to call and present yourself tonight. This is a real Shidduchim show. It's about getting people married. And all you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom. No mother, father, sister, uncle, brother can call for anybody else. Only the person who is single can call. So, the person who's in the matzav. So, again, I'm going to give you the number. It's 845-624-1300. And that's it. So I'm going to wait for our first calls to get in. And I'm actually doing this show home tonight, guys, and I'll be doing a poly home tomorrow because I am under the weather. So I'm doing it from a different location. But that's how important this is for you guys to get married. This show, we want you to be here. Whether it's where we don't feel good, some whatever, we all come in. We all make sure this show happens for you. So if you want to be part of the show, it's 845-624-1300 if you want to be part of the show. Again, you listen to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Lifish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. And by the way, in this show, we have two couples who are currently dating, three couples who are presented. I don't know if they're currently dating. I'm going to have to find out this week. When we say presented, we introduce them to each other, and until they go on date number one, they're not dating. So right now, three more couples have been presented. And by the way, you could be from 17 to 120. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom, and this show is for you. So I'm going to wait for my engineer to tell me when our call's on, and my engineer just told me our call. We have our first call already. Hello? Hello, you're on the air? Hello? Hello?
Yes, my name is Yoel.
Yoel?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you calling from, please?
Williamsburg.
Williamsburg. How'd you hear about the show?
Friends.
A friend, Baruch Hashem. Okay, are you Satmir by any chance?
Yes.
Have you been married?
No.
Are you a Cohen?
No.
All right, and how old are you?
21.
You're young. Okay, 21 years old. So you heard about it from a friend. Let me ask you a question. Do you do b'shows? Have you ever done a b'show?
What?
Have you ever done a sit-in, a b'show?
A what?
A b'show.
Study?
A sit-in.
Sit-in?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So you sat me, but you never did a sit-in. Why is that?
I don't know.
Your family did not introduce you? You've never dated a girl?
Only once.
And was your family present?
Yes.
That's called a b'show.
I didn't hear it correctly.
Oh, you didn't hear it correctly. All right. So let me ask you a question. What type of young lady are you looking for? Are you looking for a girl in your own schnitt?
No.
You're looking for what type of girl? Beis Yaakov girl?
Outgoing, yeah.
Outgoing, okay. And what do you do with yourself during the day?
I like sports.
You like sports? That's different. What kind of sports do you like?
Frisbee. I play with frisbee with my friends.
Okay. And all right. Any other sports?
What?
Any other sports?
We like to play baseball.
Okay, that's a sport. All right, so you were raised Satmir your whole life. Are you looking for a Satmir young lady?
Not only.
Are the Hasidic groups okay?
Yeah.
All right. But Beis Yaakov wouldn't be correct, right? We need a Hasidic young lady?
No.
Huh? Hello? Okay. So, all right. So, we're back here on the air. I don't think that gentleman heard what we had to say. And I'm actually not so certain. This was a legitimate phone call. I think the person was legitimately Hasidic, but I don't know if this was a legitimate phone call. I'm not sure. But if it was, I'm going to ask the people to call in for him, 845-624-1300, if they are interested in him. He sounds like a nice young man, 845-624-1300, or maybe he was nervous. I don't know. 99% of our phone calls that call in to our show are legitimate, and people really want to get married, and that's what the show's all about. The show's only for people who want to get married. It's not for entertainment purposes. It's for real shachanis. Remember, we're trying to do our small part of the Shitter Crisis. And what makes our show different than going to a regular matchmaker or going to the Internet, when you deal with a regular matchmaker, everyone sounds the same. This is the best boy. They have the best girl. You go on the Internet, you don't know who you're talking to. The pictures can be outdated. You could be writing letters for years and months, and maybe if you're lucky, you'll end up going out for a cup of coffee. Here, when you hear someone's voice, like I heard this young man's voice, and you're hearing my voice, you make an opinion, whether rightfully or wrongfully. Then when I ask you a few questions, you can see whether this would be someone you'd be entertaining dating, or maybe not. It's that simple. When you come on Jewish Datelines, by the way, you give a name, but you're not allowed to give a last name. You can even give a fake first name. If you feel that someone will notice your voice, whatever, you can give a fake first name. But it is real Shachanis, and we have an official Shachan to show, which is Mrs. Debbie Leibowitz from Borough Park. She's been doing our show with us for a long time. And, okay. And so I'm going to wait for my engineer to tell me we have a... Is it the same gentleman?
No.
All right. So my engineer tells me we have another call. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, who are we speaking to, please?
Yangle Tabar Park.
You have to speak up, please.
Yes.
What's your name?
Yes, my name is Yangle Tabar Park.
Yaakov?
Yankov.
Yankov from Borough Park. How are you?
Good.
How'd you hear about the show?
I heard about the show about a friend.
There's a lot of good friends out there tonight. Okay, shoot. Let me ask you, what are you looking for in a young lady, please? Hello?
Yes.
What are you looking for in a young lady?
I'm looking for young, energetic.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, are you a Cohen?
Yes.
You are a Cohen.
Yes.
Have you ever been married before?
No.
Okay. Okay. And you sound like you're Hasidic as well. Correct?
Yes.
What background?
It's like a Hungarian.
Overlandish? Hello?
Yes.
Hungarian? Overlandish? Satmir?
It's like a...
Huh?
Overlandish.
Overlandish, okay. And you're 21 years. We have it, we actually, on our other show that we have on Thursday nights, we have actually a nice young lady who was just a few years older than you, a girl named Naomi, that would actually probably be a perfect shitter. But continue, let me hear. What type of young lady are you looking for, please?
I'm looking for a lively, exciting, sincere, just the right type.
Okay. You sound a little bit on the quiet side yourself.
Sometimes I'm quiet.
Okay, what do you do during the day?
I'm an accountant.
Huh?
I'm an accountant.
You're an accountant?
Yes.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 24.
It's kind of young to be an accountant. You must have just got out of school, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Did you go to college?
No.
So how did you become an accountant?
I took it over from my father.
Huh?
I have connections to an accountant.
Were you like a bookkeeper first, like that?
Yes.
Okay. So you work in a family business?
Sort of.
Okay. Are you a CPA?
Yes.
You took a test and you passed it and everything?
Yeah.
Hey, Baruch Hashem. That means you're a very smart man. All right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, what about, do you learn? Are you Kovei Itzim?
Yeah, I'm a learner and a master.
I didn't hear the last part, please.
Yeah, I'm a learner. I'm looking for a yeshivish girl.
A yeshivish girl? Hello?
Yes.
You're looking for a yeshivish girl?
Yes.
Like Beis Yaakov?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the age range, please, that you're looking for?
What?
What's the age range?
I'm looking for around like 19.
Two? To what age?
To 21.
Only 19 to 21? You wouldn't go up 19 to your age?
Yeah. I'm like somewhere around that area.
All right. All right. So, and do you have any hobbies outside of accounting that you do in your free time?
On the free time, I like to learn, or sometimes schmooze.
Okay. All right, it's very good. So, all right, thank you so much for calling, and I hope this is your Mazel Dick evening.
Start.
Hello?
What's going on?
Okay. We're back. We have tonight a gentleman that just called in, Yanko. I actually think that Yanko was nervous to be on the air. And I think he was nervous to be on the air. And sometimes, you know, the younger people, there's a few things that didn't make sense in that interview. If my listening audience was listening, not saying it's not true. But normally people who have CPAs come from a college background. And there's a few things that don't make sense, which is why we have Mrs. Leibowitz to check out everything officially. But if you listen to Yanko and you thought he was interesting, please call us at 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. We're going to go to a group of commercials, and we'll be back.
Do you want to beautify your home but don't know where to start? Start with Rockland Window Covering, located at 312 Route 59 in Spring Valley, New York. At Rockland Window Covering, you'll be greeted by Aaron Lieberman, who has been doing window treatments for over 18 years in our community. You may remember Rockland Window Covering used to be in the Muncie Hub, but has currently moved to a gorgeous and relaxing atmosphere to accommodate and serve your designing needs. Rockland Window Covering has in-house designers, or you can bring your own designer. Rockland Window Covering gives the utmost attention to detail, and you can rest assured to have a look that's all your own. Choose from a wide variety of fabrics, drapery, upholstery, shutters, Hunter Douglas window coverings, and much, much more. If you can imagine it, they can do it. Call Rockland Window Covering for your appointment today. 845-356-5181. That's 845-356-5181.
Where do you go when your child has an emergency late at night and you can't get a hold of your doctor? PM Pediatrics is the place to go. PM Pediatrics is conveniently located at 27 Indian Rock Plaza, Route 59 in Suffern, New York. At PM Pediatrics, your child will be taken care of by the best in pediatric emergency room physicians without the stress and long wait of a hospital. At PM Pediatrics, they handle such issues as asthma attacks, fever infections, fracture stitches, and much more. PM Pediatrics has an on-site digital x-ray and lab for immediate test results. And did I mention they have a child-friendly environment? PM Pediatrics is open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 5 until midnight, and weekends and holidays from noon until midnight. We hope you never have an emergency, but if you do, call PM Pediatrics today. 845-357-5437. Again, that's 845-357-5437. And say you heard this on Jewish Datelines.
Gold is at an all-time high. Have you been thinking of trading in that jewelry you don't wear? Call Toby's, an experienced jeweler for many years, to get the top value for your jewelry. At Toby's, they buy gold, diamonds, silver coins, and much, much more. Toby's has been in Manhattan for 47 years and will come to your home in Rockland at your convenience. Toby's will pay the highest prices available for your gold, diamonds, and silver. Toby's is Hamish and reliable, so why go anywhere else? So hop around and call Toby today, 917-202-2300. That's 917-202-2300.
Did you ever dream of making your home picture perfect? Well, you can do that with Elegant Window Fashion. Elegant Window Fashion, located in the Shoppers Haven Mall at 27 Orchard Street in Muncie, carries the most beautiful selection of blinds. They carry a full line of Hunter Douglas products, silhouettes, luminates, Austrian shades, and more. Elegant Window Fashion also carries a full line of soft treatments, as well as washable vertical fabrics and horizontal blinds. Come in and visit Elegant Window Fashion's showroom and speak to the in-house designers who will help decorate your home. They also do on-site blind and drapery cleaning. The holidays are coming up soon, so call Elegant Window Fashion today, 845-352-0990, or visit them at their Borough Park location at 4516 New Utrecht Avenue. That's Elegant Window Fashion, 845-352-0990.
Are you tired of spending too much money on print advertising? If you want to be part of a mitzvah and save money in these hard times, come join us on Jewish Datelines. Jewish Datelines reaches all of Rockland County and more. We make effective and creative commercials for your business. For more information, please call 845-352-6127. That's 845-352-6127.
Do you know where the hippest, most trendiest, yet sneakiest of clothes is? Unique Boutique, located at 1424 Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, is the place to go. Unique Boutique has been dressing women for over 30 years, and the service is second to none. Unique Boutique has from sporty attire all the way up to Hasidic attire. If you want to look your very best for Yom Tov, and the holidays are coming up, ladies, you need to go to Unique Boutique for all your fashion needs. And if you want to give them a call, it's 718-258-9013. Again, that's 718-258-9013.
Okay, we're back, and you're listening to Jewish Dateline. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Lifish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom. As I said, if you're hearing us in Rockland County, you're hearing us on 1300 WRCR AM. If you're hearing us in the city, you're hearing us on 620 AM. You can hear us on the internet, www.wrcr.com. And we have a phone line, 646-519-5860, PIN number 9211. That's my Hasidic community who wants to hear us on the telephone lines. Anyway, it is mutter to you and acceptable to you. We bring this to you because we want to build bias namens. If you wanted to come in tonight and you couldn't get in for some reason, you can call us back tomorrow. We have a show starring our Shaduchim start. We have a show called Music Place at 10 o'clock, followed by Jewish Datelines. So there's two numbers you need to know for Wednesday and Thursday. It's the number to present yourself, 845-624-1300 and www.wrcr.com. My engineer says we have someone else online. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, who am I speaking with, please?
Yes, my name is Chaim.
Chaim, how are you?
Fine, Baruch Hashem.
How'd you hear about our show?
Actually, I was listening to the show, to the earlier show, Rabbi Spivak.
Okay.
And I was just lying in bed, and I'm really new to the station here. I've never really tuned into the station, and so what happens, I said, okay, let me see who's on next, and here you came on, and I found it very amusing, this program that you have.
Okay, we're not trying to be amusing, we're trying to actually make shidduchim, so let me ask you.
I'm sorry, can you speak up, because I can't really hear you. I hear you very, very low.
Yes, we're not trying to be amusing, but we are trying to get people married. If people get amused,
No, it's not amused. Actually, I give you a lot of credit for the show because there are so many people that are single and have to get married. So I think you have an excuse in what you're doing.
We try, Mr. Hashem. So let me ask you, what are you looking for a young lady, please?
I'm sorry, I can't. You're coming in very, very low. Is there any way you can speak up a little bit?
Try. What are you looking for in a young lady?
Okay, what I'm looking for, it's a very broad statement, but let me try to sum it up in a nutshell. I'm looking for someone who's outgoing, someone who enjoys life and has a good ashkofis, you know, but not for front. I'm not looking for someone for front.
Are
I'm
you
looking
yeshivish?
For someone who's, who keeps...
Chaim, are you yeshivish?
I'm sorry?
Are you yeshivish?
I couldn't hear you again.
Are you yeshivish or modern orthodox?
I'm not yeshivish. I'm not modern orthodox. I'm not chassidish. I'm like mainstream. I'm just called Hamish.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't wear a Beckett. I wear a down hat, a suit, and I have a very short trim beard.
Okay. Are you a Cohen?
I'm not a Cohen, no.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
Have you ever been married before?
Yes.
Okay. Any children?
I have 2 children, yeah.
Okay. So, and do they live with you, or?
My children are really not a factor because they're both married already.
Okay. Baruch Hashem. So, are you open to dating someone who's had children before, or?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. It's really hard to say. You know, I'm sure there's some good fine ladies out there, but it's sort of, I have friends who I've spoken to, and they kind of find it a little difficult to marry a woman with children. It's kind of taking someone else's baggage. I mean, it's really not fair to say that, because some, like, again, there's some wonderful people out there.
Well, I'm not talking about your friends. I'm asking you, because actually, our show's actually going off the air in about 2 minutes. So
okay.
I got to really get good information.
I'm really not looking for children, no, not really.
Okay. But do you want to have any more children? How's that?
I haven't thought of it, but at the moment, not.
Okay. And the age range of the young lady you're looking for, please?
Say again?
The age range.
The age range, I would probably say somewhere between, between 35 and 40. Or it could be my age. It's fine.
Okay, 42. Fine. And what do you do during the day? What do you do for Pernosa?
I'm involved in sales.
Okay. And are you COVID eaten?
I'm a COVID eaten, yes.
Okay. So what do you do in any of your downtime, in your spare time when you're not?
In the free time?
Mm-hmm.
In the free time, I like sports. I like driving. I like going to museums. I like strolling the streets sometimes, just observing people. I'm very much a people's person. You know, I'm a very good-hearted person. I care about others and I respect other people. Doesn't matter what walk of life they come from, and I'm very open and very honest. And that's what I'm actually looking for.
All right,
someone honest, open,
sensitive. I have to stop you, unfortunately, because it's only a half-hour show on Wednesday evenings, and we're coming to a conclusion. If you felt that you wanted to explain more, we have another show tomorrow, which is in our Rockland County area. You can call us back, 624-1300, present yourself twice. It doesn't matter because we want to get people married. That's what the show is all about. I thank you for calling. Our show tomorrow night starts at 10:30. We have Jewish music from 10 on. So I want to wish you a good Shabbos, and I hope this is your Mazel Tov evening.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
If anyone was listening, that was Chaim. If they're interested, please call us at 845-624-1300. And I want to add one sentence before I close the show. For all the girls out there that say there's a problem with not enough men, that's not the answer on my show. You want to hear and have the men, they call my show left and right. So be part of Jewish Datelines on Wednesday, one Thursday. Tomorrow night, from 10 o'clock on, have a good Shabbos.
Ooh.